Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I leave everybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
So, I say, this is El Rosmith Bay. I'm your host. Tonight is July 16th, 2017. I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in tonight. As always, I must thank my Oncasters, the great ones before me, for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. All right, now again, tonight's episode is America is the Birthplace of Man, part 2 of a 12-part series. All right, this is simply just going to be a continuation, all right, of the previous show I did last night, okay? So if you didn't hear that show that I did last night, I would advise you to go back because, you know, I dropped a lot of great information that is not taught in mainstream history, okay? It's not taught by mainstream historians, all right? And I go specifically dealing with place of man and how he first rose in America. I go into genetics first, and I deal with blood, okay? You know, the blood types, okay? That's very important, right? Because your blood contains all the genetic information and memory of all previous. This is why it is certain movies, when a vampire drinks blood or drinks the blood of a victim, he takes on, or he can now see that whole person's entire memories from the previous, although in the past, up to the present. Okay? Because again, the blood, it's in the blood. What is in the blood? Okay? Dealing with bloodlines. And I deal with blood types. And you know, I showed y'all how to connect certain people to a certain land by blood. Okay? Bound to the land by blood and by birthright. Okay? So that I definitely advise you, if you have not already, go listen to my previous show, America is Place of Man. Okay? Now, for tonight, since I went over mainly, you know, I touched on genetics and went more in depth in the blood, tonight I'm going to deal with, you know, archaeology, okay? Specifically, you know, ancient artifacts and human remains, okay? That's showing you the proof and attesting to the fact that the indigenous American were the first people and the original people on the planet. With that being said, I have a couple articles lined up, so I hope y'all ready. Okay. First article I have, Tlatelolco, Mexico. Tlatelolco, Mexico. Okay. This is a very important site. Okay. Land site right here. What's so important about Tlatelolco, Mexico is that they found human remains and structures and evidence of these people dating back 250,000 years ago in what is now known as Mexico. Okay. And unlike, you know, like many sites all around the world that have been dated, you know, beyond 100,000 years, not found in Africa, you know, that goes against the whole conventional orthodox thought process. You know, they want to keep perpetuating, you know, out of Africa theory. That whole, or the Bering Strait theory, you know. But come to do the research and we come to find out that those are, in fact, just theories, nothing more. They're simply theoretical ideas of what, or possibilities of what could have happened. Okay, it's not a fact. That's why there's still theories, okay? Tonight I'm going to give you some straight, solid facts, okay? In 1967, a most unusual artifact turned up at a Mexican archaeological site just south of Mexico City. The stone blade made of obsidian was radiocarbon dated back to 21,000 years BC. Okay? This site was not the only location in the region that presented unusual ancient discoveries. Near Puebla, in what is now called the Bajío region of Mexico, excavations similarly turned up unifacial work stone tools that dated back to at least 28,800 years BC. Okay. Recent discoveries at Cerruti Mastodon site in Southern California have an earlier human presence in North America going back as far as 130,000 years. I'm going to repeat that again. Cerruti Mastodon site in Southern California has an early human presence in North America going back as far as 130,000 years. And also, since we're in California, you know what I'm saying, I would like to bring up, you know, a site that I was reading upon and, you know, I learned about recently. Well, not recently, but, you know, more in depth. Took a more in-depth study recently. I learned about the Calico Man site in California. Okay. What's so significant about the Calico Man site in California is that it was dated around 200,000 years old. Okay. So they found human remains that dated back to 200,000 years ago in California. This is in North America. And I'm giving y'all the facts. All right, because guess what archaeologist was during that time, went to that site and confirmed the date? Louis Leakey. Look up Leakey. Leakey the archaeologist, his name is widely known. He is a profound archaeologist, okay, in the field. And he confirmed his date, 200,000 years, California. All right. Well, let's continue on, because it's only going to get better. Right. We're going to go to Southern California once again and look at the Cerruti Mastodon site, where it showed that humans were again that date 200,000 years ago in California, okay? Now, I want y'all to stay with me. Now, we're going to travel to Canada, Kanata territory, okay? And why we're going to Canada is because if you do the research, you'll find that the oldest rocks in the world found in America, Canada specifically. Okay? And again, please Do not take my word for it. Don't take my word for anything that I've said. Validate it for yourself. All right. Go back behind me and research and see, was I saying true or was I just making things up? Okay. So don't believe anything I'm saying. Go and research it for yourself so you can know for yourself for fact information on, have a better understanding and comprehending, you know, of this information. Because you did the research. And now you know the truth. Okay? Now we're about a little over halfway into the show. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to chime in. The floor is open. All right, seeing as we don't have any callers, we're going to keep it moving. I have a book here with me. Can I give y'all, you know, a little insight again into the whole archaeology of, you know, how ancient America is? The title of the book is called American Genesis by Jeffrey Goodman. Again, the name of the book is titled American Genesis by Jeffrey Goodman. So definitely look for that book. Nearly a keeper. All right. American Genesis. The startling new theory that the first fully modern men made their world debut in North America. Okay, so let's look at a couple ancient sites in America that predate Africa, Asia, Europe, and any other continental date, up to date. Okay. Stone tools found in the Pliocene Monte Permasan Formation on the Miramar coast of Argentina date to 20 million years ago. And a report of a human skeleton was found with these tools. Human footprints were found at Pablo, Mexico, dating back to 3 million years. Hollow man pit tools in Oklahoma, which are more sophisticated than the Homo erectus pick and fist tools found in China and dated to the same time of 750,000 years. Wyoming Black River site date back to 150,000 years. Okay, and that was just a couple, give you just a little taste of how ancient and how timeless America is. All right, it's a lie that this is the new world, okay, that it was the last to be populated, okay, when reality was the first to rise, okay. And again, the name of this book is titled American Genesis by Jeffrey Goodman. And again, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to call in. The number to call in is 713-955-0439. The number to call in is 713-955-0439. And again, do not believe anything I'm saying. Don't take my word for it. All right? Go and research it, check it out for yourself, so you yourself can know, okay? So we just went over, you know, a light archaeology lesson of how America is the birthplace of man, how he first rose in the Americas and populated the rest of the world, okay? So yesterday's show was a light, you know, glimpse into the genetics and hitting y'all on a genetic level of how America is the birthplace of man. Tonight's show, I hit y'all with the archaeology, just a light touch, attesting to the fact that America is the birthplace of man. Right now, tomorrow, night show, I'm going to hit y'all with the spiritual on how America is the birthplace of man. So get ready. It's going to be on and popping tomorrow night. So I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in to another show on our Talk Times of America. America is the birthplace of man, part two of a 12-part series. I will see y'all tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Texas time zone. With that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession. You are no one. Wanishi. Wado. Thank you.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to five and six, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. I can name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.